Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 126. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
Hello.
Hello.
I am exhausted.
Yes.
So I don't plan on staying here for long.
You guys are going to get 10 minutes.
That's it. I'm on my, 26th, 27th day of work in a row. Mm-hmm. They've been long days and I'm just tired.
I think your average, besides the nights where you actually spent the night, I think your average is like 14 hours.
Yeah, 14 to 16 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm just pooped.
Pooped. Too pooped party.
I am. But
that's
wanted
real thing.
To at least check in and say hello. So hello. All right. That's it.
Good night. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Give me the guitar. I'll play the outro and then we'll be done.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
I messed that up. Yeah. I was going to do the slide, but I couldn't quite reach it. And then I dropped your pick on the ground.
That's all right.
I'll pick that up in a second.
So how are you?
I'm good. I am also tired. Obviously not as tired as you are, but.
Yeah. Must have been tough getting off work early yesterday and having today off. I can imagine you're exhausted.
Well, I tried to do stuff. I had to go to the grocery store and play with dogs and.
Trade you.
I'm sure.
So, what do you got? Because I'm spent.
Okay. I want to thank Agent Palmer for being on the show, not this past week, but the week before.
Mm-hmm,
and,
that was fun.
And that was a lot of fun. And since we haven't checked back in since that aired, I just want to say thank you. Thanks for being on. And people seem to like the podcast talk. You know, lots of podcast.
Yeah.
Podcasters. Not podcasters.
Podcasting. Yeah, it's fun to sometimes have podcast talk with people in the podcaster world.
Lots of podcasts.
I think most of the people that listen to podcasts know about podcasts or podcasts themselves, so it's not.
Right.
People that don't, then it's kind of a neat, like, oh, that's what happens?
Yeah, it's also a nice peek behind the curtain of shows and, you know, I don't know. Especially if you're not a podcaster and you listen, it's interesting, I think, to look behind the scenes of other people's shows. And even as someone who podcasts, I think it's interesting to hear how other people do it and their perspectives on everything. So
yeah.
It's interesting, at least for me. But yeah, so that's why they say thanks. Thanks to Palmer.
Thank you, Palmer.
Woohoo.
And thank you for everybody who enjoyed our origin show.
Yeah, we got a lot of really nice things tweeted at us and said to us about it. And I got a couple really nice texts. This is from people. And people really seem to enjoy it. And we really appreciate that because obviously you can't really get more us about us talking about us. There's a lot of us over there. So
well, that's all this podcast really is. So.
I know, but I mean, like, even more so about us. Like, it's like us even on another level. So,
but it was nice. We did get some nice feedback. I think I saw some of it.
Mm-hmm.
I
just checked in every now and then.
Yeah.
And I try to tell you if someone, like, texted me or something, you know, I try to mention it. But I think that you saw, I was trying to assume that, you know, that you saw most of it or not assume that you didn't or. Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's a lot of fun, and a lot of people really liked it, and I really, really appreciate that, because like I said, it's pretty personal, and it's a lot of us, so it's nice that people enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's pretty rad.
I was working for that Outside Lands concert and living in a tiny container, so I was tiny container living, which was interesting, because while I was there...
Were you thinking about Tiny House?
I was. Since we had been watching so much Tiny House, I was thinking about what it would be like to actually live in a space. And it's totally doable,
mm-hmm.
depending on your lifestyle and what you have. But it's if you set it up right, and I think, and if you don't have kids, I don't understand what the kids think. Right. But I was in there and I'm like, this. That was actually a little, the area we have is a little smaller than, so quite a bit smaller
right.
than most of the tiny houses. And I thought, yeah, as long as, you know, it was this plus a bathroom.
Right.
Be totally cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that especially if you have dogs or something, I think having like an outside usable space would be super important because it would almost like double your living space. And obviously your dogs can't hang out all day in a tiny container.
Yeah.
So like you'd have to be super into like taking your dogs hiking or have an outside space or, and a lot of those people do, like I noticed on a little tiny house. We were talking about that the other day, about them. A lot of them have like big yards and stuff, or they park it on like a farm or something. And that would be pretty cool. Like that seems doable. But then you also have to have like yard tools, take care of the yard. So.
But it was just interesting to be living like that for a few days and mm-hmm. think like, oh, it's not bad. Although didn't have to cook. So that makes things a little easier.
Right.
And it wasn't, it was not set up for full-time living, so it didn't have a kitchen, but it was interesting, kind of fun. And I got to see the Muppets play music.
I was going to ask you about your experiences. I actually didn't hear that much about it this year. Normally we talk about it a little bit more, but...
Yeah, the lineup
let's,
was...
Let's hear the low lights and the highlights, and if somebody buried a keg.
No one buried a keg.
Damn it.
I was told by
That's
security...
fascinating.
I was told by security if I find something buried not to poke at it, because people are afraid of that it could be a bomb.
Don't poke at it.
Yeah. I'm like, well, that's a good... Because when I found the
that's
keg,
a good
I was,
heads up.
I was poking at it.
Right.
To see what was down there. This time security said, no. If you find something buried, come and get us. Don't.
Don't poke at it.
Call the FBI. Come and get us. Call Homeland Security. Don't poke at it.
If you find something buried, don't poke at it.
I thought that's a good tip. Thank you for that. So I didn't poke at it. I didn't find anything buried. The weather wasn't really good at all, except for part of Sunday. It was actually really cold and really foggy.
Really?
But it's fun. I mean, people had fun. It was packed. It sells out.
Right.
It's gigantic. For people that don't know, it's the Outside Lands Music Festival in San Francisco. It's in Golden Gate Park. And it was... the lineup wasn't exactly my cup of tea. I didn't find it to be a strong lineup. I know some people were into it, but it, like, I'm not a big LCD sound system fan. I don't even know how they got the show, to be honest with you.
They actually retired and came back out of retirement or whatever.
That's too bad.
Oh, I like them.
And the music's not bad. They're very talented, but it's
they're an older band, which I find
it's
fascinating.
It's so bland to me. I'm like, anybody could have written, they could have told me it was anybody, and I'd be like, oh, okay. It's not like they have this real distinct
right.
sound.
I guess that's true.
But they're not bad. But it, just for a music festival to decide, you know, you're used to Foo Fighters and Metallica,
right.
Elton John.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess they didn't have a huge standout band, did they?
Radiohead.
Well, yeah, well,
that was pretty freaking big.
That's actually, I forgot about Radiohead, which is funny. I was more focused on Duran Duran than Radiohead because I knew Duran Duran was playing Friday night. And I was like, oh, who's playing on Saturday? You're like, Radiohead? I'm like, oh, yeah, right.
And Duran Duran was really good, but people were not that into it,
That's
surprisingly.
Horrible. Well, it was also really early, like for the little light show and performance. Don't you think it was a little bit early?
Maybe, but Billy Idol played in the earlier slot than Duran Duran and had that place freaking going
Rockin'?
Nuts.
And that was last year?
Or 2 years ago. I don't know now. I have no clue. It all runs together. But they were really good. They sounded surprisingly good. I was surprised because I didn't think they were going to sound that good.
Right, because they're older and
definitely,
they weren't the best of musicians to begin with.
Well, some of them are. I mean,
Andy Taylor
is a really good guitar player.
Right.
But they are definitely tuned down, I'd say, 6 or 7 steps.
Huh.
I'm joking.
Oh, really?
But they're tuned down a bit.
Like on purpose? Like,
oh, yeah, because he doesn't sing that high anymore.
Right.
So it's funny because it all sounds, it's all in the lower register now. Mm-hmm. It sounds all like they're trying to be grungy, you know?
Well, maybe they're trying to, you know, mix it up, but you're probably
right. No, they're trying to mix it up. They're trying to stay within his range. I mean,
right.
He can't do, you know, U2 does the same thing now, too. So.
Right. That makes sense.
But it was fun. The Muppets did play.
Right. How did that work?
It was the Muppets, and they were playing.
So the puppeteers were there behind them?
Underneath. So they set a fake stage up, and then the puppeteers were under that, and they played cover songs, and they were killing it.
I saw a whole bunch of pictures. People were posting pictures of the Muppets.
It was great.
Stuff,
people loved it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they played in the same slot as Duran Duran.
They did better than Duran Duran.
They did. It was weird. It was really weird. There were definitely the core fans up front that were into it, and there were a lot of people watching, but people were not... like turning around going, oh my God, that's Duran Duran. Like they did with Billy Idol. Like when Billy Idol started, there was hardly anybody in front of the stage.
Weird, because I would think it's a very, sorry.
That's right. Go ahead.
No. Sorry.
No, go on.
No, I have questions. So I want you to finish your story and then I have questions about your story.
And then when Billy Idol started playing, like the freaking place just filled up. Like people stopped. They got out of line for getting beer and went, this is freaking amazing. Duran Duran, they were like, oh, I'm going to go get a beer. Like everyone was commenting on it. They're like, this is really weird.
Right.
So it was bizarre. I don't know why. Maybe I couldn't tell. Maybe it was just a younger crowd that, you know, but I mean, Billy Idol's been around just as long, if not longer than Duran Duran. I don't know.
That was actually going to be my almost exact question. I was going to ask you what you thought the age of the crowd was but then I thought, well, Billy Idol is like the same era as Duran Duran. So, but I wonder, and what's really funny too, is I think Duran Duran's music is very similar